It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Middle and high school students in Douglas County will go back to a hybrid model after weeks of learning at home. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
After a long and emotional meeting, school board members voted Tuesday night to send students back to school on Monday. The issue has been a contentious one, with some raising questions about logistics and safety. High school student Braden Cheesby wants to return.
I miss the feeling of being there, fully immersed in the world of being a teenager. With Zoom, it is so easy to check out and not put effort into what we are doing.
A recent survey of high school students showed so far they're split between continuing with remote and going hybrid. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A country bar outside of Denver is closed after COVID-19 health violations. Here's CPR's Claire Cleveland.
Videos from the Grizzly Rose surfaced over the weekend showing large crowds and some of those people dancing without masks on. Adams County, where the venue is located, has restricted restaurant capacity to 25% or 50 people, whichever is fewer. The Grizzly Rose closed voluntarily this week after the Tri-County Health Department ordered it to shut down. It will remain closed until the health department says it's in compliance with public health laws. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Members of Congress, including Colorado's delegation, will go on record today over comments made by a conservative, conspiracy-minded Republican representative. A vote will determine whether Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene should retain her committee assignments. Colorado Democrat Ed Perlmutter says he doesn't like taking this step, but that Greene's actions make it necessary.
This thing goes beyond the pale, and it does discredit to the House of Representatives if we don't do something.
Colorado Republican Doug Lamborn sidestepped a question about Green after a meeting of congressional Republicans. He says his party is focused on unity within the caucus. This is CPR News.